You got to get everything. Huh?
Today is August the 19th. I'm at the Peaks visiting Keith and Nancy Green with Don Lago. And so here we go. And I think Don just asked Keith a question about whether he had done any river trips that he'd like to tell us about during his time down in the camp. Did you do any like in the 70s that you remember?
Yeah, I actually, when I first started working at Phantom Ranch, they offered, the company, Fred Harvey Company, offered, or I guess it was Amfac actually, but anyway, they offered a half trip to Phantom Ranch employees, so I took them up on it and did the second half, which meant I got on the river at Phantom Ranch and went down to Lee's Ferry.
So did you have to pay for that?
Or Diamond Creek, I mean.
Did you pay for that, or was that a free?
Yeah, thing? Yeah, we had to pay for it, but not much. It was like $200 and something.
Wow, that's an outrageous bargain.
Yeah.
Even for that time.
Let me tell you how much we're paying for our 1 week.
$3,000?
It's a little over $6,000 total for the two of us.
Yeah.
So, geez. But, you know, they do provide everything. Back in the day, you used to bring your own stuff with you.
They provided everything. It was a full trip. It was good.
Wow, so they provided even the sleeping bags?
Well, no, not the sleeping bags. You had to bring your own sleeping bags.
Well, these days they will if you request
them. Yeah, they did. Well, in fact, they won't allow you to bring your own.
Really?
The new thing is they don't want you to bring anything. They provide everything, and I get even cots to lay on.
Yeah.
You put your sleeping bags on, which that's new for me. I'm used to Therm-a-Rest. And we took all our own stuff back in 85, you know, our own sleeping bag and stuff.
Yeah. But, no, I think we took... Yeah, this was a long time ago, but I think we took everything.
Do you remember what company it was?
I ever did that. It was Mokey Mac, it was called.
Mokey Mac.
Which doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, well, they're part of Azure now, so they were an independent family. They were the last of the family-run mom-and-pop app companies
What was his name?
700 years ago. Claire Quist.
Claire Quist, yeah.
Wow.
He was the greatest guide. He was so much fun. In fact, I got to be such good friends with him that when I left the North Rim, I was able to arrange riding with them. They were going to do the same thing. They were going to pick up a Fred Harvey. Employee group at Phantom Ranch, and they were going down, they're deadheading on down, they called it, and which meant they didn't carry, they carried a bunch of food, of course, but it was all for the second half, and the first half, so it was just the guides and me.
Wow.
Cool.
Going down the first half of the river, And they were fishing, and it was really cool because they were catching pretty much everything we ate. I remember one of those 5 gallon white plastic buckets, and it was just fish tails sticking up.
Oh my God!
I don't think you're allowed to do that these days.
So there's probably. Yeah, there's probably 20 fish in there.
So that trip put in at Lee's Ferry?
We put in Lee's Ferry, yeah, and went up and down, but like we didn't have any schedule except for we had to be at Phantom Ranch at one particular day. So
you got to do the whole thing?
So No, I think I got out of Phantom Ranch. I think that's how I ended up going down there.
So you have done, you did two separate trips in the 70s. One was from Phantom Ranch to Diamond Creek, and one was from Lee's Ferry to Phantom Ranch. What, with Mokey Mac, both of them?
Yeah, I did. But that's not all I did.
You did more than that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I also had friends who were good enough at running rivers that and had their own equipment.
Okay.
That would sometimes invite me on river trips, and so I lost count how many river trips I've been on, but
wow, that's incredible.
We've definitely been on the whole river.
So that
a number of times.
That one where you went with Mokey Mac as an employee, that was your first river trip.
Yeah.
And that, you think, do you remember what year that could have been?
Boy, it would be probably something like 76 or 77.
Okay. Did you have other questions about the employees or anything? Because you know more about these rivers.
Well, I probably wouldn't know very many people from the 70s, but...
Well,
do you remember any of the river runners? And
oh, yeah. Bob Topping was probably the...
Isn't he a geologist?
No.
No? There's a Topping who just did a geology survey of the Grand Canyon, like of
No, Bob Topping was everything but a geologist.
Oh, okay.
T-O-P-I-N-G?
P-P-I-N-G.
T-O-P-P.
So he was not, he was anything but, he was a rascal then, huh?
He was a rascal, yeah. He
Tom
was.
Or Bob
in
was
fact,
it?
Tom.
When he disappeared, that would be in the 80s, when he disappeared, like nobody knew where he went, and
oh,
a bunch of people.
Oh, you told that story. Was that the theft?
And a bunch of people, were ripped off from things.
Did you hear that story?
I don't remember that one.
He stole cameras and things,
no,
right?
From who?
Well, that's to assume that it, you guys assumed it.
George Marzik. George Marzik lost his camera, for
really?
Sure.
Bob Topping.
Bob Topping, yeah.
So he
but
was
he
a
was
river
a, he was a real rascal. He was fun. He was fun to be with, but you definitely wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of him.
So was he working for Mokey Mac?
No. He was, these were different trips.
Okay.
These are private trips
okay.
that we were on. No, he didn't work for anybody, really. I'm not sure. He's one of those guys that just gets around, gets along with... he'd come down and he'd come into the back room and have dinner with us, and nobody ever said, hey, you're not an employee, or he just assumed that everything was his, which was really quite a personality.
I wonder where he actually lived, if he was lived in Flagstaff or
I don't think he lived any place in particular.
He just kind of floated around.
Yeah.
And did Marsick have a river company?
Yes.
Okay, back in the 70s, or was it? Or later?
Let me think. It was called Worldwide Explorations, his river company. And he had inherited a bunch of money from somebody anyway, and he blew it on a river company, so that was one of the.
Was it WeWo? Is that Worldwide X?
Or
Wilderness
World. Yeah.
Okay, so Marsix is a different company.
Yeah.
Worldwide Explorations. I remember him from back in the. Like 84, 85, 86, when I first met my husband, he would come into the shop. But then he just kind of disappeared from Flagstaff. I don't know what happened to him.
Uh-huh.
Did you go?
Oh, yeah. He used to hang out here quite a bit in Flagstaff.
But his company was more in the 70s or 80s?
I'd say it was in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you remember?
I don't remember, but it wasn't around later on, so it disappeared at some point.
I think
he ran out of money.
Yeah.
You know.
And it made, if he wasn't making much money, he probably couldn't keep it going.
Yeah, I wasn't that, you know, rich a business to be in. So.
Yeah.
And if you were the Quist and you were doing a lot of the work yourself, but if you had to hire everybody, then...
Right.
So...
Well, and also, George was very much into drugs.
Okay.
Cocaine especially.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And so maybe he put too much of it where up his nose, maybe.
Exactly. He was quite a... I mean, I remember him in here in Flagstaff, you know, at the various... Oh, Monsoons used to be a bar, restaurant, or right. bar anyway, here in Flag, and he'd hang out there a lot, and...
There was probably a lot of that stuff going
know,
on down
there. Charlie's and...
Yeah.
Stuff like that, and well, I don't know if it was going on in Monsoons. I don't think so. But anyway, he was higher than he'd be on just alcohol, and it was kind of, I don't know, pathetic in a way, because he was, you know, he'd see anything, go, "Oh, Keith, oh, I just love you. You're so great," you know. He'd give you a big hug and, you know, "Oh, you're so..." And then somebody else would show, "Oh, I just love you. You're so wonderful." And, you know, he was just everybody's best friend, you know. But
and he just, like, disappeared. And I think somebody told me, this is the miracle of Facebook, you know, I did a search on him because mm-hmm. I just wondered, yeah. It just, like, I've thought about
oh,
him.
Oh, I know where he is.
He's somewhere in Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I just, I mean...
Yeah, he's in a living place in Phoenix.
Wow. Is he, can't be that old, is he? Like, is he, does he have health issues?
He's 70, yeah. Well, you know, the George Marzik story is a whole different story, but he left here and became a truck driver.
Wow.
And, I don't know how he ever kept his license, but he did, and he got a commercial license, and
he
was driving from coast to coast and all sorts of things, you know, when for quite a while, quite a long time, and
hard on your body.
The last thing that happened was he was driving, and this was just probably in 2015 maybe. He was driving a U-Haul, basically back from Phoenix to San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and he was on I-10. Oh, what is that? I-8, and he fell asleep. He fell asleep at the wheel, and he crashed into the guardrail. And he said that he woke up, and the guardrail had gone through the windshield and gone right past his head.
Oh my God.
And right out the back, through the back compartment and out the back of the truck.
Wow, that is really
and
very
he survived
scary.
It.
Wow.
I hope he learned a lesson from that.
Wow.
He later had, I mean, I'm not sure, you know, I'm not exactly sure how this all works together, but he had a heart condition too, and that would definitely give me a heart condition.
Yeah.
Here, let me just hit stop a minute. Well, maybe I better not, because then I don't know how to blend them together. I'll just
stop this if I can.
Here, I can do it if you want. There you go. Whoop.
So Keith, what are some of your memories from the river trip? So like Lava Falls, or did you flip in? Did you have any flips or...
No, my phone's gone.
Great moments.
there might be time to call us.
Okay. That's a good question.
So how about Lava Falls? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I can't straighten out, you know, one time going through it from another.
Well, how about the people? What else do you remember?
Well, I remember the trip we took with Topping, or one trip I took with Topping, and we made it through, and we stopped, you know, and we finally, you know, everybody got through, and there's that little spit of sand on river left, just after you go through, and we were all standing, and I remember we built a fire, because we were all cold, and we built a fire, and Topping was dancing in the fire with bare feet. It was just like, he'd jump in it and dance around and then jump back out. And come on, everybody, let's do it. You know, you got other people to do that.
It's like the National Geographic show, Primal Survivor, where you go native.
yeah, he was crazy.
Yeah.
But, I remember that was probably the same trip when we were all, it was up in the up around Upset Rapid, the river, Upset Rapid, as I recall anyway, the Upset Rapid, the whole river is turning right, and so of course on the left side the river is like crashing into the shoreline, you know, as it turns. I mean, not heavily, but enough to where, you know, there's a bunch of ragged rocks up out there and stuff. You definitely don't want to be on river left. But anyway, but it was way before, it was somewhat before that. It was, probably half a mile before that, where it was quiet water. And it was me and Topping and some other folks, and we were smoking a joint, and it was Topping's stash, you know, so. So anyway, we were all smoking and passing it around and talking, of course, telling stories and blah, blah, blah. And didn't notice that below us, there was this place where the river, there was just, it was a ledge that the river was going over. It was only probably maybe 3 feet high, the ledge, but it was a ledge, and none of us even noticed it. And here we come, you know, and all of a sudden, the whole we're smoking joint, you know, having a great time, and all of a sudden, the whole boat flipped over because it fell off that ledge.
Whoa!
And below us is this, you know, Upset Rapid, so. Mm. So we were, of course, all in the water, and Topping was cussing up a storm because he'd lost his stash.
Well, I would be cussing because I'm about to go through Upset Rapid without a raft.
We all had life vests on.
Oh, thank God.
Well, that still.
Yeah. But still, yeah.
Must have been a lot of banging around.
Oh, yeah, it was going to be. But we hadn't got there yet. We weren't there yet, but... We were approaching it anyway, and I remember we all were able to grab. There was a rope around the boat, you know, that you could tie line, and you could grab the rope, and we did. And of course, you know, we knew that you're supposed to stay on the upper side of the upper river side of the boat, because if you're on the downriver side of the boat could crash into, you know, could catch on rocks or squash it between a rock and the boat and all that kind of stuff. So we were all trying to get around to the other side of the boat, but all that did was it made the whole boat turn. So we were nobody was getting anywhere.
Wow. You know? And,
so and, what happened then upset then?
We weren't too upset yet. We were still
approaching upset. The boat's upside down though.
The boat's upside down.
Oh my god.
Yep. And I think somebody got on top of the boat, was able to get on top of the boat. But one of the God, who was that? I think that was possibly Sabrina, the artist.
Oh, Serena?
Serena.
Yeah.
Serena.
Sipley, yeah, I
Serena
guess.
Serena Sipley. Wow. I think she was with us. And and she was rowing another boat, so or the closest boat. So she rowed over to us, and one of her passengers threw a rope.
Thank God.
Which I grabbed, and so I was holding on to the upside down boat and the boat, and she was trying to pull us away from River Lefts, where the rapid was going to be most severe. So she was trying to pull us, but it was just me between the boat, and so I was like, I can't hold on. Finally, I let go. I couldn't do it. And they threw a rope to somebody who tied it on to a rope. And, you know, so anyway, and she was able to pull us over out of the bad part of Upset Rapid. But, of course, the boat was still upside down. And eventually get us over to the shoreline and on River Wright, and we climbed out and had to get our act together to pull it, turn it over.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Wow, that is a pretty exciting story.
It is.
I mean, I've never talked to anyone who actually was in the water.
Yeah, well, I'm
rapids.
Not sure you want to be hearing this.
I don't know. It's really kind of freaking me out.
Right before her river trip.
Yes, it's kind of freaking me out.
So she's going on a Grand Canyon raft trip in 2 weeks.
Yeah, first one in like 34 years. So a long time has passed in between. Yeah, wow.
So Keith, any other flips on any of your other trips?
We had flips on our trips, but it was always on private trips. But
that's where probably more of the illegal smoking and stuff was going on, and still does.
Well,
yeah.
Like one trip, I remember.
Now it's not illegal anymore.
There was a guy that was one of the. That had his own boat. He had created his own boat that was where it didn't stay right side up.
Do you remember who that was?
Oh God, no, I don't.
Was that in the 70s too?
That'd be in the 80s probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things we wanted to ask Nancy was, Nancy, do you remember the first time you visited Phantom Ranch? Do you remember, was it after you met Keith or before? I have to go around.
Okay.
I'm going to come around.
Do you want to move your stool?
Keith was the Phantom of the Ranch.
He was?
Yeah, he was the Phantom of the Ranch, right? Just so I can get closer to
you. We need to ask Nancy if she went on river trips.
Yeah, we do.
Need to hear about that.
I never went on a river.
You never did? Oh.
Well, just a little bit.
You went on adventures all over the whole world, but not that one. Well, that's okay.
Oh, yeah, she went on river trips. What is she talking about? We went on a lot of river trips.
In the Grand Canyon?
With Asra, because you worked for Asra, right?
Yeah, so you were. Okay. You got special trip privileges, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got If you worked long enough, they gave you a free space, right? Or did you, a helper space?
You were always working.
Yeah. So they gave. There was a helper job. You know, if you.
Swamper.
Yeah.
Swamper.
Yeah. So even if you don't work for ASA, you know, if you have friends who are river guides, they often need extra help.
Okay. So you could pick up at least one trip a year, maybe.
Yeah.
And you worked for them for 17 years.
Yes.
Whoa.
So
that's
many,
a long time.
So how many trips did you do in the canyon?
17.
What?
17.
Really?
17 trips, probably, because she got to go on it. I remember reading in, I don't want to jump ahead to the 1990s already, but I remember reading in your Christmas letters that you would talk about your trips with ASRA. And I'd also want to talk to you about your job with ASRA. But first, I want to ask you back in time. Because I know you met Keith like 83, 84,
82.
Some 82. When did you first go to Phantom Ranch?
83.
And you already knew him then?
Yes.
Yes. So were you down there visiting him?
Yes.
Okay, what time of year did you go down?
Summer, right? Oh, it was spring break, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, oh.
Okay, after school was out. Or,
yes.
Because you were still teaching, right? Sierra Vista still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you got to go down and visit him. What? How did it compare to you compared to the North Rim? Which, did you like one better than the other or liked it all?
Phantom is really hard.
Phantom is what?
Harder to get to.
Oh, to get to. It's true, because you have to go hike down, right? Yeah. Good exercise, though. And you were a hiker, I know. So what did you guys do other than the thing you can't talk about, really? When you were down there, did you take any hikes together?
Yeah.
Just like down... On the bottom down there, or where the campground is, and
yeah.
See, I don't. You know more about the layout of Phantom than I do.
Well, there's sort of a day hike you can do up the Clear Creek Trail.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And then, so did you stay in the bunkhouse when you were down there?
No, I stayed in his waterbed.
In where?
His waterbed.
Oh.
He's in his waterbed?
Yeah.
Did you say waterbed?
Yes.
Yeah.
You had a waterbed in Phantom Ranch?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear that story.
Yeah, so it's filled with Colorado River water. That's pretty cool.
Well, I don't know. You know, it wasn't really.
Or from the creek, anyway.
What? So this is, you had this waterbed in the early 80s?
Yeah, well, actually, I got it pretty much when I... when I started working down there, because not when I started working down there, but it was when Peggy Ankrum was, who's now Peggy Furman, her boyfriend was one of the maintenance people from Fred Harvey Company that. Was a carpenter, and he built the frame for a waterbed, and we brought it down they brought it down by mule. You know, obviously, I mean, this is what I've always said every time somebody's so amazed that I got a waterbed down there. Is how did you get it down there? Well, you let the water out.
But it's still pretty heavy,
well,
that rubber.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Was it like a double bed or bigger?
I think it was a single bed.
Single bed.
I think. What do you think, Nancy?
Yeah. So you got to snuggle. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. I guess it
not
was a double
bad.
Bed.
So this was in the bunkhouse, was it?
It was in,
a cabin?
In one of the cabins, one of the beds facing, the bed facing the corral.
Okay.
So
you
the
had
middle,
your, you had your own cabin then?
Room, yeah.
Oh, cool.
This would be, you know, okay, so it was quite a while after after I started working down there that I was got the waterbed. It had to have been because, 72, because Nancy came down in 83, there's quite a gap there. Anyway, by that time I had gotten the privilege of being in one of the single bed dorm rooms. There were one bedrooms and two bedrooms and four bedrooms, as I recall. Anyway, I'd gotten one of those, and so that's where I set up the waterbed. And no, it wasn't creek water, and it wasn't. It was just water from
the hose.
From it basically was Roaring Springs water. But,
right.
You know, it was the same water you get on the South Rim. And so, you know, and it was chlorinated and everything that all the water at the Grand Canyon is. But anyway, so I had this waterbed looking out toward the mule corral and the South Rim.
Cool. Okay, and so since Nancy's here, we might as well continue from the 80s now, and then we'll go back to the 70s when we've got you by yourself. So in 83, 84, Nancy's still working, and she just gets to visit you like Memorial Day, and then what would you do like for the rest of the summer? Were you taking classes or mainly, or were you
going to
NAU, getting your like a library thing?
Library science.
Okay, certificate so you could. And your master's. Okay. And did you get your school librarian thing at NAU?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so then, Keith, you are working at Phantom Ranch all summer long in the early 80s, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that season.
Okay, that season. And then, you know, we jumped ahead. Last time we talked, we jumped ahead to 85, but 84, you went back to work again? Back to teaching?
Yes.
And Keith, what did you do that whole year of 84? Were you down in Phantom all year long or just in the summertime?
And back then, 84.
Because I know 85, Nancy said you thought you might have been up at Tuba City.
Yes.
And then in 86 to 89, Walnut Canyon and Prescott.
Yes.
Right, you were living at Walnut Canyon in the summer or something?
86.
Yeah. Yeah, I had left. See, I left Phantom Ranch when me and Nancy decided to how did that work? I left Phantom Ranch.
85.
Definitely in 85.
But in 84, were you down near year round or just summertime?
I think in 84 I had already quit.
Okay.
Phantom Ranch. No?
You remember summer of 84 after school going down there again?
Yeah.
The second summer that you knew him or that you were together? Okay, Keith, can you remember the summer of 84? I know it's hard. I have trouble remembering the summer of 84. I met my husband in the summer of 84.
I think that was when I was trying to do that movie theater.
No, that was when I was in Tuba.
That's when you were going to Tuba. That's right.
Okay, so Tuba's 85. So 84 is a blank year. And I actually had questions saying, where were you guys in 84?
Okay, well, I must have still been at Phantom Ranch then.
No, you're fine.
And coming up to visit Nancy as much as possible.
And you think in 84 you were still in Southern Arizona teaching? Yeah, because it's before Tuba City. Okay, okay. All right, and Keith, you had your own pad down there in 84. Can you remember
when was it that you were working for the library?
Later, I think. Because Tuba City was 85. Wait, she's drinking water, so give her a second. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Are you writing it? 84 or 85?
Well, I know where she was. We're just trying to figure out. 84, she thinks she was teaching. We're recording again.
Oh, shoot.
This will be on the Grand Canyon Historical Society website if you want to listen to it. You'll hear yourself on there, too. Okay, that's Nancy's done drinking, so I'm going to ask her again. We know where you were because you remember you were teaching in 84 in Southern Arizona. Mm-hmm. Do you think he was at Phantom Ranch working that whole year? Even at Christmas time?
No, it was just...
They took something. I got to get close to her.
84, yeah, I would have been, that must have been the year that I came up to Sierra Vista.
Do you remember him in Sierra Vista?
In the winter times.
Okay, you were living together?
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right, that explains where it was going on. He was with you in Southern Arizona. I'm sorry, go ahead.
For a little part of the winter.
Not the whole winter, just for a little part of the winter?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe the rest of the winter, he went back to Phantom.
Yeah.
For when after he left you. I mean, after he left Sierra Vista.
Yes.
So he just came down for a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that sound right to you, Keith?
That sounds better. Yeah.
Okay.
We had a pre-admission trip to Hawaii.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You did that in the wintertime of 84, 85?
84.
Nice. Did you know anybody in Hawaii? Or
yes.
You just wanted to go? Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Family there?
No, friends.
Friends.
Oh, that's right. That's when we went to, we had a friend in on Oahu who was in the army. And so, we stayed in Honolulu. And then we had a friend on Maui. And so we stayed with her for a while. We had a friend.
You're going to eat right now?
On the Big Island.
While you're talking?
Okay, so you guys were there a couple of weeks, maybe?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Okay, so then, in 85, how did you end up in Tuba City?
I quit my job and stuff.
Okay.
And came up to NA.
Well, we got married.
Oh, you got married. Okay.
And then,
so she quit her job at Sierra Vista, came up to NAU, and then what? Worked on finishing?
Yes.
On your master's? Okay. And then what month did you guys get married?
October.
September. Now, I know that you guys would celebrate your wedding anniversary every year at the North Rim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you wrote about that every year you would go to the North Rim. I know you loved it. I know, Nancy. I know, that's hard. Did you get married at the North Rim?
No.
Was it at Shoshone Point?
Yeah. Yeah, Shoshone.
Shoshone?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. and but then you would always celebrate your anniversary in the fall.
On the North River.
Yeah, and you would hike every year because I know you did different trails.
Well, we were trying to do the Arizona Trail, so.
But you were hiking even before the Arizona Trail.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you get married. She gets a job at Tuba City, but she finishes first her library science thing and her master's degree. And then, did you work in Tuba City for how?
1 year.
1 year. That was probably enough, right? No.
Yeah.
It was hard, huh?
Yes, it was hard because you were driving every...
And it's not exactly... It's kind of a dangerous road,
yes,
you know?
Yes, we were in a carpool.
Oh, you had a carpool?
A 3.
Yep.
People, only 2 of us.
Would drive up there?
Yeah.
Even in the bad weather in the wintertime?
Yes.
Yeah, that's no fun. No fun at all. And were you teaching or in the library there?
Teaching.
Special ed still?
Special ed, junior high.
Junior high. Boy, that couldn't be much harder. Special ed and junior high. That's like where you want to just go jump out a window.
Yeah. And they all resented Nancy too.
Why?
Too much.
Oh no.
Well, she's a white woman, you know.
Oh.
And she's dealing with special ed kids. Well, Nancy, I have to tell you, I think I may have told you I taught for 1 year before I became a librarian, and it was 7th grade world geography, and I had everybody from special ed to gifted, so I got to see the whole thing. And special ed is definitely hard.
Yeah.
You got to be very dedicated and very patient.
Yes.
So, anyways, meanwhile... 85, where are you, Keith? Well, she's a Tuba Cityer. Is this when you tried to run your movie theater and
that's
all that?
That's when I was trying to run, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you knew Jake at Monsoons and
mm-hmm.
just tried to get that going.
Right.
And then you, in the summer of 85, were you at Walnut Canyon working?
Oh, not yet.
Not yet that? He didn't
no,
start yet?
No, the summer of 85 is... Was that when I worked at the Kaibab?
No.
Oh.
When you worked at Charlie's.
Huh?
You worked at Charlie's.
You worked at Charlie's.
Oh, that's right.
Were you a waiter?
No, I was an assistant chef.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Assistant chef. But what that meant was you walked in, you know, when you went on shift, you walked in and the first thing they said to you was, great cheese.
Oh, no.
And I'd say, well, thanks. But they didn't think it was funny.
Oh, that'd be a hard job.
Yeah. Well, great cheese and make guacamole and, you know, all the prep stuff. And then I had there was an hour when I was actually... the only cook there from 4 to 5, and I just prayed that nobody came in and ordered anything. I wouldn't have been able to do anything.
How well were you seeing back then? I mean, could you see well enough to be chopping avocados and grating cheese?
Oh, sure,
cheese?
I could see well enough to do that, but they had like a, the what do you call that, the table with all the trays in it, you know, that they
Lazy
had.
Lazy Susan?
Uh-huh.
A table with all the trays.
Lazy Susan?
No, it's
oh yeah,
behind the line in a restaurant. But anyway,
their food on.
It has, you know, it has all the sauces and stuff that you put on this and that and the other thing, you know, and so, but, you know, they were not even labeled. They were just these different trays full of stuff, you know, maybe 4 inches deep and 8 inches wide and 4 inches deep. you know, if you got a, you got a Navajo taco, say, you know, there's certain things you have to put on it that are on that tray table, and nobody bothered to tell me what those were. And so there was just, there's probably 16 different trays of stuff that, beside, you know, the grill behind you, and you know, that was all I had to cook with.
Wow.
You know, so usually the waitress knew more about cooking than I did, and so the waitress would tell me, okay, that third one down, put some of that on it, and that one over there, you know, put some of that on it, and you know, and you got some lettuce over there and some avocado over there and some
whatever,
you know.
Were you doing this only in the summer, or that whole year that Nancy was at Tuba?
Only in the summer. Or no, only what? Well, no.
Christmas.
I only did that for a little while, because really the job I was doing was, while she was in Tuba, was, now wait a minute, how'd that work? Because we got that all mixed up again. I don't know.
Well, no, you were...
So there was Charlie's.
Could you be doing Charlie's and trying to get your movie theater going close to the same time? Was it about near the same period of time?
I know.
Close.
It's close, yeah. Huh.
We're going to be at Charlie's tonight to listen to Steve Willis. I'll think of you. Do you remember
Steve
Willis?
Really?
Yes, he's going to be playing the piano there tonight.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Good. I haven't heard him in about 20 years.
Really?
So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Remember, he and Tommy Dukes used to play there too. If you knew Tommy Dukes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that. Remember him.
Do you remember any of these guys?
Just barely.
Barely.
Yeah.
Well, if you've never heard Steve Willis play the piano, you're really missing.
Yeah.
He's a really good blues pianist. I'm sure he plays more than the blues, but he can definitely do the blues.
Wow.
Okay. So now, it's at some point, Walnut Canyon comes in. That was 85 or 86? Prescott 2.
That would have been
86 to
87, because 86, was it 86 when I was working at, can you hear anything over the microphone?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Sorry. Eating comes first.
Yep.
There was one summer when I worked at the Kaibab Lodge on the south rim.
Or the north rim?
I mean, on the north rim.
When was that, Nancy? You remember?
Yes, it was.
85-ish?
Yeah, it was right after we got married.
Oh.
Right after.
And you got married what year again?
85.
Okay, so Kaibab Lodge is on the north rim?
Yeah, it's like in between Jacob Lake and the actual park rim.
Oh, I'm trying to think where
it is. It's a little bit off to the side. There's a huge meadow there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sort of off
to the side. Yeah.
Where the gas station is.
Okay, yeah, that's a nice place to work. Yeah.
I don't know. Was it a good place to work or not?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was? Okay.
It was fun.
Okay, summer of 85, that would be fun. Yeah, and you, at summer of 85, did you go up there, or did you stay?
No.
Summer of 85, you were in Tuba City in 85, school year.
School year, yeah.
School year.
Here
what
comes
about
your lunch,
summer of
Nancy.
85, where were you, Nancy? You remember?
That looks good.
Were you in Flagstaff, summer of 85? While he was at the Kaibab Lodge, or did you?
86.
Can you remember where Nancy was when you were at the Kaibab Lodge? You were, yeah, I right. At the house on Grand Canyon Street? Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay, so Nancy's teaching, you're working at Charlie's in 85, and then Walnut Canyon is 86? I'm really racking your brains here.
87 at least. 80, I don't think it was until 87. Walnut Canyon.
That's right.
87 for Walnut Canyon? Okay, so what about 86 then? You were in Prescott in 86? What did you do that year after Tuba City? What? You were working in a library? Wait a minute, I can't hear you. Ah, that's when she was at the Flagstaff City Library. Okay, so Tuba City, then Flag Public Library, when it was in the courthouse or something, right? Mm-hmm. Was this when they were not, hadn't built the new one yet?
No, it was in the
City Hall.
City
it's
Hall.
In City Hall.
In
yeah.
City Hall. Okay.
It's hard to imagine, but.
Well, you should have seen it when it was at Theatricos.
Really?
Were you around then?
No.
It was in that little building where Theatricos. It's hard to believe that was the public library.
Right.
But then City Hall, that must have been really weird.
Yeah.
Well, it was basically upstairs, one floor upstairs, and just part of the floor, too, anyway, for that matter. And it wasn't an open library, was it?
Or, no.
No.
No, you guys were just, it was just, you know, doing all the paperwork and, you know, new acquisitions and.
Oh, it wasn't like reference and all that.
I don't
no.
think, no.
It was just cataloging books and getting ready for the new library, probably.
Right.
Okay, and then when you went to Prescott, were you teaching or in the library? They wouldn't let you out of the classroom for a long time. No. Special ed still.
Fourth
to sixth grade. And you were there, were you there 3 years in Prescott? 2 years in Prescott.
That was while I was at Walnut Canyon.
Okay, so that's happening simultaneously. And you're at Walnut Canyon only in the summers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you were, had a cabin there, too, that you could stay in?
At Walnut Canyon?
Yeah.
Well, the first year or so, we were staying at the, with our, you know, at our house there on Grand Canyon Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I was riding my bike to Walnut Canyon.
Are you kidding me?
That's a long way.
Oh my gosh.
It's not very safe.
That's
either.
Crazy.
Especially the part on the interstate.
I can't believe he did that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's a long, what is that? 5-6 more.
At least.
5 miles.
Open
at
up
least. Just to
wider,
get to the edge
wider.
Of Flag, right?
Yeah. Well, I yeah, I go.
You still got food in?
I'd go down.
Okay, no. Let me know when you're. Let me
I'd go down Santa Fe, which is now some stupid name, but it was called Santa Fe Street then, and that was when they just put in that sidewalk along it, so I could do the sidewalk and went all the way down to where the mall is. And
oh my gosh.
Then got on old Route 66, or Route 66, you know, the
oh, road, the old
that goes
road
over
yeah,
from there.
Yeah, behind
over,
the mall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And take that over to...
Sorry, just takes a while.
That's okay. I can't stand that one. Okay, and then you go all the way and then cross the freeway.
Cross the freeway and that was one way to get there.
You must have been in good shape.
But I also, I think that I originally was doing the interstate because I definitely remember doing the interstate. But it was too scary. The trucks
that would be memorable
are going by so fast, and the thing that was really getting me was the pieces of tire, you know, that were along the side of the road, and you had to...
Oh, that's scary.
You had to miss those, and sometimes you had to go out into the lane and get around it. It wasn't fun.
No, for sure.
Okay, and so that's how it was originally, and then eventually they gave you a cabin so you could stay there?
Yeah, they let us stay. There's some old CCC cabins there that... where we stayed the last year or so that we were there in the
And you were there basically through 89 or 89 was like the last year maybe. You were a ranger there eventually, right? Or
I was.
At Walnut Canyon, that's where you applied. That's when you applied and they took you, right?
Right.
And then you had...
Seasonal. I was seasonal. So
right.
We were, you know, moving back and forth all the time.
Okay. And then, you know, you said he went to Iowa at some point, right? When was that?
That was... I got a permanent 89. Position. All that time I was applying for permanent jobs, and that was the job I got, was at Herbert Hoover National Historic Site.
And that's it, the summer of 89 you went there?
No, fall
of 89. Okay, so let me ask this, because I don't know much about the National Park System hiring thing. You always start out as a seasonal?
Pretty much.
Person,
unless
pretty
it's
much?
Some bureaucratic sort of job, but for interpretive rangers it's pretty much seasonal, and you can try to get permanent status, and seasonal is not that great a job. You don't get benefits at all. There's no health insurance and no retirement, nothing.
Keith, to get into a full-time
permanent
thing
position. Yeah,
and sometimes you have to start humbly at wherever you can get. So Keith, why was it Herbert Hoover? Did you apply other places as well, or
I applied several other places. The Arch in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun.
And, except for it's right downtown, so.
Yeah, and the housing is not.
I know. I was just at the
great.
Arch. I was really impressed because they have a new museum in
there.
They do. It's amazing.
Yeah. But, I applied, I think, a number of places. I can't remember all of them.
Well, where was Herbert Hoover's hometown?
Iowa, in the little Quaker town, West Branch, Iowa.
West Branch,
Iowa. Very cute
Iowa.
Little town.
Okay. Hot and humid, I bet.
In the summer, right? And colder and shit. Cold in the wintertime.
Nancy, did you go with him?
I did. And she was the librarian. She was the Carnegie librarian.
You were the Carnegie librarian.
Well, that is so cool.
That is cool.
It took a while before she got that, of course.
So were you happy to be at Herbert Hoover? I mean, he doesn't quite fit in with your political philosophy.
I was actually kind of interested in it. It was, you know, he was quite... a dynamic person, you know, and so I did quite a bit of studying, more than, let me say, more than anybody else that worked there ever did, as to what Herbert Hoover, you know, what he stood for and what his history was and, you know, all that stuff. It was, but unfortunately, like I said, the staff there was so inane that I could not, they wouldn't let me even talk about Herbert Hoover.
Yeah.
Why?
You know,
well, some people who go on historic tours of houses, wherever it is, they just want to know about the furniture and the butter churn. This is an 1880 butter churn and this is how it worked, blah, blah, blah. And when you've been to a lot of historic houses, you've heard about, you know, 100 different butter churns from 1880.
Yeah, but they didn't care about the man.
A lot of times they don't. You know, no. It's just, a lot of them are just, you know, ladies who like home decorations or like, you know, antique furniture, and they just want to know about the furniture, and they don't really care who actually lived there. So a lot of people expect tours where you're just talking about the, you know, the Victorian style wallpaper, and, you know, where did this couch come from, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so they had a lot of them.
I can't stand tours like that.
I can't stand tours like that.
I want to know about
either.
The person and what the house meant to him and all that.
Have you ever taken a tour at Herbert Hoover?
Well, I don't know if I went on the house tour. I went to the museum a couple of times.
Yeah.
Oh, you should do the house tour. Because what I thought was interesting about the LBJ tour is in his house is they really talked about how LBJ used that like his office, you know, and his phone and, you know, how what rooms he used. It was interesting.
So did you apply to any other historical sites like or presidential sites like Harry Truman?
I did, I think, but I can't remember where all I applied. Oh, okay. Nancy was helping me a lot, too, with filling out applications. You know,
how long were you at before that in Iowa? 2 years or one
year?
It
was 3 years.
Four years. Wow. Okay. And that started in what year was that? 89?
Yeah.
89, 90, 91, 92. Okay. 89, 92. Iowa. And just real quick, just to fill in before I have to go pick up my husband at 2, Nancy, when you first moved to Iowa, you didn't have that librarian job, right? Did you work at all, or were you teaching, or just kind of waiting for something to open?
She tried to get on as a teacher in Iowa.
I was waiting for something.
But their standards were so weird.
Oh.
That she couldn't get a
teaching job.
Teaching job.
And then
they were requiring her to have her high school diploma sent to them. She had a master's degree.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
And I mean, they're just, you know,
crazy.
Oh, we're Iowa. We're way better than anybody else in the nation.
Oh yeah, right.
That's actually true. I mean, they have like the highest high school graduation rate in the country.
But there's nobody lives there.
Well, they do, and they have the highest literacy rate in the country, or at least they used to. Yeah, so very good.
I'd like to look that up and see if that's still true.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still true, but
it's so rural.
Used to be. Well, parts of it. Yeah, there's some a lot of cities. There's a lot of industrial towns.
I've only ever been to one town in Iowa, and that was Ottumwa,
okay.
Iowa. And I was there because my high school boyfriend and I drove out there one summer to visit his grandmother.
At Ottumwa?
Ottumwa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but there used to be like a big John Deere factory there. So, I mean, there's a lot of industrial
stuff
behind the scenes there if you look around.
Okay, so let me just quickly, they'll fill in with Nancy. She couldn't get a job right away because of this wanting high school diplomas and all kind of weird stuff. And then eventually what happened? She got a teaching, special ed teaching job there?
No. She never did.
She never did.
Uh-uh.
But they finally needed a librarian at the Carnegie Library?
How did you get that job? It was, Yeah, that was funny. Well, I tell you a funny story about it. They had a newspaper in West Branch, Iowa, and the guy with one name. No, is that what we called it? The guy with one name ran was the editor there. His name was Vid.
Okay.
Not David, but Vid. And so anyway, how'd that work? Vid, Vid had Nancy write, when she was the librarian, had her write a column about the library. And so she was doing that. And Vid sent her a terse note that said that her columns were too pro-library.
What? Oh my. That is weird. weird.
No.
Well, well, she worked at the library and writing about the library.
So is there such a thing as being anti-library? No.
Well, I am sorry, but I have to go get my husband at M&A, so I'm going to turn off this recorder. And...